On this week's Trivia Night, happy birthday to all the pop culture celebrating two decades this year. It's turning 20 in 2024 trivia. They say it's your birthday, trivia heads, so happy birthday to you, and welcome to an all-new episode of Trivia Night, the number one trivia podcast for two solid decades. Don't fact-check that, you just gotta trust. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, site of the Great Ohio Valley Snowstorm of 2004, putting that blizzard of 78 to shame. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, plucked from obscurity out of our extensive library that's updated every week with a fresh crop of trivia games just like this one. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, anniversary, milestone, discovery, holiday, or you just want to commemorate a thing, literally anything, we've got you covered. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question, what was the call sign of Frasier's radio station on Frasier? Baby, he hears those blues a-callin' at KACL Seattle, which, when I moved there, I was very disappointed to find out is not a real radio station. TV is lying to us! But I'll never lie to you, trivia heads. You can always trust the Segway King to throw the best anniversary parties, which we're gonna do right now, with pop culture that's turning 20 in 2024. 10 questions, 10 answers. I'm no scientician, but that's an even 20. And I was 27 years old in 2004, so I'm warning you, things might get a little wistful. Let's play! ...2004 doesn't seem so long ago, so you shouldn't have too much trouble with this one, gang, but I'm gonna ease into things right now with question one. What R&B singer's Confessions was the best-selling album of 2004? Was it A, Usher, B, Neo, C, Genuine, or D, R. Kelly? Whose Confessions was the best-selling album of 2004? The correct answer is A. It was Usher, and he is still going strong. Did you see his Super Bowl performance last month? That's wild. Usher's Confessions is the best-selling album of 2004, and it's the second best-selling album of the entire 2000s decade, right behind NSYNC's No Strings Attached. But that didn't come out in 2004, so I'm not asking about it. Moving on to question two. Question two is going to be a fill-in-the-blank. I'm not giving you any answer options. So here we go with a fill-in-the-blank. Question 2. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days to make the 2004 documentary Super Blank Me. Again, your question is, filmmaker Morgan Spurlock ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days to make the 2004 documentary Super Blank Me. What is the title of this 2004 documentary all about eating McDonald's forever and ever? The correct answer is... Size. It's Super Size Me. This generation now, y'all don't even, some of y'all probably will never know the joys of the supersized meal. Moving on to question three. Democratic candidate blank ran opposite Republican incumbent George W. Bush for president of the United States in 2004. Was it A, John Kerry, B, Howard Dean, C, Al Gore, or D, John Edwards? Which of these guys ran opposite George W. Bush for president? This game's not going to be all about Confessions and Big Macs. The correct answer is... A. It was John Kerry. John Kerry ran for president in 2004, and wouldn't you know it, he did not win. But I still look back longfully on the days of George W. Bush, all things considered. Question 4. What indie rock band landed their first ever Billboard hit in 2004 with the single Float On? Was it A, Spoon, B, Death Cab for Cutie, C, Interpol, or D, Modest Mouse? Which of these bands landed a Billboard hit in 2004 with Float On? The correct answer is D. It was Modest Mouse. That band formed in 1993, but they did not hit the US charts until 2004. Float On hit number 68 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here we go with question 5. What future MCU superhero stars opposite Jennifer Garner in the 2004 fantasy romantic comedy 13 Going on 30? Was it A, Paul Rudd, B, Robert Downey Jr., C, Jeremy Renner, or D, Mark Ruffalo? Which of these MCU guys was Jennifer Garner's love interest in 13 Going on 30? The correct answer is D. It was Mark Ruffalo, recent Oscar nominee Mark Ruffalo. And 13 Going on 30 was one of four films that Mark Ruffalo co-starred in 2004. And just like Usher, he's still going strong. Pop on over to the world of sports for question 6. What beleaguered ball club won their first World Series since 1918 in October 2004? Was it A, Chicago Cubs, B, Boston Red Sox, C, Detroit Tigers, or D, Cincinnati Reds? Which of these teams won their first World Series in nearly 100 years in 2004? The correct answer is B. Sweet Caroline, it's the Boston Red Sox. They had busted the decades-long curse of the Bambino by sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals in four straight games to win the 2004 World Series. Question 7. Question 7 here could be a leftover from last week, but it's not, because it happens to be in 2004. What 1990s sitcom starred Craig T. Nelson, voice of Mr. Incredible, in 2004's The Incredibles? Was it A, Wings, B, Becker, C, Coach, or D, Dave's World? Which of these shows starred Craig T. Nelson? Now, if you listened last week, you know it wasn't Becker, so I helped you out there a little bit. But the correct answer is C. It was Coach. He played the titular coach of the Minnesota State University Screaming Eagles. He played Hayden Fox on Coach for 9 seasons. Oh, I used to love that show too. Coach and Becker, I'm telling y'all, get on that train right now. Question 8. Dimebag Darrell, former guitarist for heavy metal band Blank, was murdered on stage by a deranged fan in December 2004. Was it A, Megadeth, B, Pantera, C, Anthrax, or D, Exodus? Not trying to bring the room down, but which of these heavy metal bands used to feature guitarist Dimebag Darrell? The correct answer is B. He was a founding member of Pantera. He formed that band with his brother Vinnie Paul in 1981. Here's lovely question number 9. Which of these social media sites launched in February 2004? Was it A, Instagram, B, Facebook, C, Twitter, or D, MySpace? Which of these social media sites started their infernal campaign to take over our lives in February 2004? The correct answer is B. It was Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg launched the Facebook from his Harvard University dorm room in February 2004. And they dropped the in 2005 because, you know, it's cleaner. Before I run my mouth off a bit too much, what can I say, with the last question, do you have an upcoming event, possibly an anniversary, hint, hint, that you're looking to make the most bon anniversaire ever? You, yes you, can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer. We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library. Now here comes some more math, but if you play just one new trivia game a week, that's decades worth of games. Don't see a particular topic? Well, you can write your own game on whatever topic you want. Add pictures, your company logo, fun facts, what have you. Pair that with our AI trivia builder, and you've got new questions on any topic you want with just the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan will get you up and running quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. I told you things were gonna get wistful. Oh, we were such babies in 2004. Well, here's one last stroll down memory lane. It's question 10. Who won the third season of reality singing competition series American Idol in May 2004? Was it A, Fantasia Barrino, B, Kelly Clarkson, C, Jennifer Hudson, or D, Ruben Studdard? Which of these singers was crowned American Idol in May of 2004? The correct answer is A. It was Fantasia Barrino. She won American Idol in 2004. Of course, I think that that season is best remembered as the season of William Hung, which collectively, man, we owe William Hung an apology. We hung Hung out to dry that year. But he'll live forever in our hearts. Well, that game had me feeling like I was 13 going on 30. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.